Hello and welcome to the Preserved Word Podcast. Today's episode, I'd like to talk about how to overcome Bible censorship with Bibles that are what we call shareable. How I define shareable Bible as a Bible that can be legally be copied and shared with others in its entirety without having to ask permission of anyone. Emphasize a couple of the points here. No permission is needed for this. It's a Bible text that's released under a copyright, or maybe it's public domain, that allows you to reproduce it, share it, not just in part, but the entire thing, without needing permission. When I talk about shareable Bibles, we're not talking about ones that are copyrighted under a proprietary restrictive license. We're not encouraging people to commit copyright infringement with those Bibles. What we're talking about is Bibles that legally can be reproduced and distributed without permission. Biblical basis for share the Bible being shareable. We see Psalm 68:11. And we talked about this before, but I want to get back into the emphasis of what Scripture says about itself. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Meaning, publication of God's Word is not restricted to a few individuals or a few publishing companies. God intends it to be published far and wide by a multitude of people involved in the publication of it. 2 Timothy 2:9, wherein I shall suffer trouble as an evildoer, even under bonds. The Word of God is not bound. Here Paul is talking about how he's been in prison and bound up in prison. The Word of God is not bound up by anyone or anything. Meaning that it has free travel, but it There's nothing hindering the propagation of God's Word. People might think that's, I argue too, and that's not always the case, like in restricted countries. As remember in Paul's case, he wasn't a restricted country, he wasn't. The preaching of the gospel was illegal when Christians were being heavily persecuted in Rome. And Paul even talks about it here. He says, I suffer trouble. They're treating me as I'm an evildoer, like I'm a criminal. But the Word of God is not bound even in those circumstances of heavy persecution or heavy apparent restriction on it. 1 Corinthians 14:36, what came the Word of God out from you, or came to you only? Paul is asking, do you only receive the Word of God, or do you also redistribute it yourself? Sort of a rhetorical question. Is it, did it only come to you, or did it also go out from you? Well, obviously, it came to them, and then from them spread out further. Meaning, God doesn't mean intend his word just to come to us, but to spread out from us to others. Also, I mean, this is sharing the gospel of others, or sharing trash of others, or even just handing out Bibles or portions of Bibles. But God didn't mean his word to come to us and stop at us. He meant us, everyone keeps relaying his word further out and distributing it further. But you see the biblical basis for Scripture being a shareable entity that all believers are to be helping spread out and spread abroad. Now I see the need for shareable Bibles. We see that persecution is coming. Many parts of the world we are seeing persecution. 2 Timothy 3:12, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. America and the West are not exempt from this. We might be seeing soft persecution now, but it's biblically only going to get worse. We see that in Matthew 24, verse 9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Again, all nations includes the United States, includes Canada, includes Europe. Says it will be hated and killed in all nations. It doesn't leave anybody out. Also, we see in Amos 8:11, behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor thirst for water, of hearing the words of the Lord. Part of us could be coming from persecution. Part of us coming from just straight up apostasy, where people aren't preaching a word. Part of it coming from a shortage of Bibles due to both of those. But there's a time coming where hearing the word of the Lord is going to be scarce. And we need to be able to have Bibles we can share outside of the usual channels for getting Bibles, such as bookstores or online sales of Bibles. Because at some point in time, that will be shut down. Another need for our shareable Bibles is because most of our Bibles, probably at least 50%, I need to research the numbers, are coming from communist China. And a couple of years ago, when the then Trump administration tried to put tariffs on China, a lot of these big Bible publishers threw a fit over it because of all their Bibles being printed in China. They were upset that Trump was putting what they call a Bible tax in place because they didn't want to have to pay tariffs to import Bibles from China that they were printing in China. Also, the Bibles are being printed in one large facility over there in China. You know, I will do a whole program on this at some point, because it's almost unthinkable. This facility that's works hand in hand with the Chinese Communist Party and the CCP over there literally has the power to shut them down at any time, which would deny America and a lot of the world a good chunk of the supply of Bibles. So that is another need for having Bibles that can be shared outside the usual sources of obtaining Bibles. Now, I put shareable Bibles into three separate classes, Class A, Class B, and Class C, along with a fourth class for the proprietary or non-shareable Bibles. A Class A shareable is a Bible that can legally be shared or used for any purpose, including reselling or other commercial use. These Bibles are usually in the public domain. Examples of licenses would be public domain or Creative Commons attribution or attribution share alike. These are basically allow users to essentially do anything with the text. Reformat it, republish it, sell it, almost no restrictions to no restrictions. Bibles under this license include the King James Version outside of the UK, the Geneva Bible, and the World English Bible, which was intentionally released in the public domain. Class B shareable Bibles are Bibles that can be shared or used for any non-commercial purpose. However, reselling of these Bibles is not allowed. These Bibles can be used, they can be reformatted, they can be imported into a electronic Bible search tool, they can be reprinted and handed out for free, but you cannot sell the text. Licenses include any copyright statement that allows for the non-commercial reproduction and distribution. These Bibles will sometimes, they'll have a copyright statement, they'll be copyrighted, but they'll be under a lax copyright that allows non-commercial copying and reproduction and distribution. Creative Commons licenses that fall under the Class B would be their non-commercial licenses. Creative Commons, for those of you who don't know, is an open source type license for text and documents that people apply to their documents or their publications in the case they want them to be shareable. Does not need to be applied to a Bible, can be applied to any document or text. Bibles under this Class B, when I know of it, is a Spanish Bible. It has a copyright statement that's lax. It allows us to use it in our Bible search engine, allows it to be reproduced and shared for non-commercial use. Class C shareable are texts that can be shared but are subject to restrictions or prohibitions on reformatting or republishing. And basically, you have to share it in the same format it was given to you. Like, that you get a PDF. You can upload that PDF to the website, but we couldn't import it to our Bible search engine. We couldn't reformat into a spreadsheet format or something like that. Sample of this is the Creative Commons No Derivatives licenses. Works licensed under these licenses, quote, cannot be shared with others in adapted form. You cannot make derivative works out of these documents. But we still consider them shareable because they should still be shared. Just they're restrictive, and you may need to ask permission to import them or reformat them, or maybe they just don't want you to do that at all. But because they can be shared without permission, we still consider them a shareable Bible. Licenses include the Creative Commons No Derivatives licenses. I don't know any Bibles offhand that uses, because all the Bibles we've been putting in our Bible search engine are Class A or B. Now we get to the proprietary non-shareable types. These are copyrighted in the same sort of copyright restrictions as any other book, which obviously we see as an issue. The Bible is the Word of God. Why are you treating it like any other book? But under these restrictions, you can't legally quote anymore to give a number of verses without asking permission. You can't store it in a database. Sometimes they'll let you store maybe 500 verses without asking permission. But basically, you have to ask permission to basically do anything with it other than quote a few verses. Now, majority of the most popular translations fall in this category. These translations include NIV, the NASB, the New King James, the New Living, and the English Standard Version. All these are proprietary, restricted copyrights, just that you'd put on another book. And as we're focused on shareable Bibles, we don't have any plans in the near future to offer these in our Bible search engine. Now you might ask, okay, well, you talk about shareable Bibles, where can I find some? Well, I'm going to tell you about some. First off is our website, BibleSuperSearch.com/Bible-downloads. Here we offer Bibles that are all Class A or B shareable. We're available in a number of different formats. We're working to support as many languages as we can. We're working down a list of languages based on total speakers and total native speakers. Right now we currently support 37 languages. We have downloads available in a variety of human readable and machine readable formats, including PDF, plain text, Excel format, various database type formats for computer readable. Here's an example. This is a PDF renderer for the King James Version. You see we have table of contents, bookmarks already down at a chapter level. Text is intentionally compact formatted to make it affordable for people to print out on our home computer printer. We will be making more formats that are more, I guess, more friendly to the eye, that are less compact, larger text. But this is what we started out with for PDFs, Word of Christ in red. That depends on the Bible. The Bible actually supported it. Here we list some other sources of shareable Bibles. Looking for the links that will be in the description of this video. Also note that the Bible download and sharing is built into our Bible software, Bible Supersearch, that we offer to webmasters to offer on their websites. So if you install this Bible search engine on your website, you don't only get the Bible search engine and the tools that go with it, you also get the ability to offer downloads of Bibles. You see the download dialogue on the client side, or this is what your users would most likely see. It's built right into the WordPress plugin or the standalone client, if that's what you use. Simple button triggers this, and then they can download what they want. Also, even on the API documentation page, this is built into the API, they can download Bibles from here as well. As you can fit, you can turn this on and off if you want to. In conclusion, shareable Bibles are Bibles that can legally be shared and reshared and reshared and redistributed. You should download shareable Bibles to your hard drive to help combat the coming and increasing censorship of the Bible and coming persecution. Be ready to share them with others. Upload them to a website if you have a website. Also, if you have a website, also please consider installing our Bible software on it, because that will also serve to help get the Bible out. And whatever you do, just stay strong in the faith. And we will see you next time.